KOMP Las Vegas and KOMP HD Las Vegas. Sparks.
I'll take it to the face and save my career.
Easy.
Oh, boys' urine. Didn't see that coming.
Greg. Y'all know anything about them anus burgers?
It's BS in the morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, man. Greg's on a roll already today.
Good.
He bought a new shirt, and he's a new man.
Hey.
Did I not compliment you on your new shirt?
You didn't see it. It's okay. I was doing stuff.
Can I see it?
Sure.
I don't even know if you can tell what it is.
I can. I think it's awesome, actually.
Hendrix. Yeah, that's rad.
One of the greatest musicians of all time.
That's a really cool shirt. Good for you, Greg.
Hey, thanks.
Got some new shoes, got a new shirt.
Yeah.
Feel like a whole new person.
I didn't even stop and get a burrito today on the way to...
What?
I know.
Oh, you're a changed man.
All I did was get coffee.
It's amazing.
Ooh, I like Greg on coffee.
Yeah, Greg on
coffee. Greg
fun.
Is already making me laugh before the show starts.
He's always so much
happier.
That's
funny. I saw this guy over the weekend with my new shirt.
Yeah.
So I just bought it, and... I don't know. I stopped to meet him, whatever. He's like, do you really like Jimi Hendrix? I'm like, no. The only sizes that fit me always happen to be Jimi Hendrix shirts.
Aww.
It's like a row of Jimi Hendrix shirts and then a bunch of like shirts that look like they're from the Nigerian army or something with a weird collars. You know what I'm talking about? Different colors and there's like a number on it. I got two choices.
Hendrix is dope, though. I love Hendrix.
Yeah.
You can just be like, no, yeah, dude, I love Hendrix.
I'm either Hendrix or a colonel in the... Zimbabwe Army.
You look like Michael Jackson shops there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I swear.
You're a leader of a marching band for some reason.
Yeah. And I asked the lady where to go. I didn't even ask her. I didn't even tell her what I was looking for. She's like, oh, the big and tall's in the back. I'm like, thanks a lot.
Oh, yeah, lady, wait for it.
That's all right.
Oh, God.
If I saw me, I'd say the same thing.
That's so funny. Oh, man. The two types of shirts. Oh, God. All right. Well, good morning. How are you? Hopefully everything is going well in your life. Hope you're ready to for this week, because this week's going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to this week. It should be a good one. Let's get right to it. It's time for The Feed.
The Feed with Izzy.
Greg, sports news?
The Eagles won yesterday. Yay!
Oh, there we go.
Yay! Well, okay.
No wonder you're in a good mood.
Well, that did put me in a better mood, even though now they're 5-4. They should be way better. Anyways, yeah, the Eagles won. And I believe if the Cowboys win tonight, we got a winner on our picks over here. Because the Ravens, thanks to Jay Cornegay, upset the Patriots.
Yeah. Was that one of the picks?
That was one of the picks.
Good job, Jay Cornegay.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
The Ravens won?
Mm-hmm. Ravens beat the Pats,
yeah. Oh, my God.
They sure did.
So good.
I did not believe in... man, I wish I wasn't talking over that.
I know. Damn it.
That's her month anyway. She would have left it out. yeah, I couldn't believe it, man, but Lamar Jackson. You know the funny thing about Lamar Jackson is?
What's that?
He's like a really good runner. Like he runs all over the place, jukes dudes out, whatever, right? And then after the game, they're like, yes, see? Everybody said he's only be a running back. I'm like, yeah, well, all the highlights you just showed me is him running, so.
Yeah.
I don't really get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, he's good.
Doesn't make sense.
It's just he runs a lot. So I don't know why that's a problem to people, but he does. Also, a lot of other things happen in sports as well. Lots of football games. My computer just froze up.
Oh. I'll tell you this, the Browns lost yesterday.
They did, I watched. Broncos won, though, so that's good.
It's gross. My football season is over after 8 games.
Yeah, Freddie Kitchens, bro. What the hell?
Awful coach.
Yeah. He's a bum.
Yeah, you're on the one. You have 1 yard. 1 yard to the next first down. You take out the greatest running back in football at the moment.
Yeah, Chubb is amazing.
You take him out. And you have Baker Mayfield do a QB sneak.
Yeah, that guy sucks.
What are you doing?
Baker Leaf.
Yeah,
he's screaming at reporters. And
nah, it's bad.
Raiders, dude, are actually better than we thought they were going to be. 4-4 now, which I know doesn't sound great, but even some of those other games they lost, they were close in some of those games they lost, too.
Yeah, dude.
So the Raiders have actually turned it around. Seahawks, Russell Wilson is on fire, destroying.
Well, they're 5-4.
Who?
Seahawks.
No, I'm talking about the Raiders are 4-4.
The Raiders are 4-4.
Yeah, but you just said the Seahawks.
Yeah, I just moved on to the Seahawks game.
And I said, and the Seahawks are now 5-4.
Oh, okay.
So
I thought you were saying
4-4 is pretty damn good.
No.
The Raiders, I'm saying.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, dude.
They beat the Bucks in overtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Chargers beat the Packers yesterday, 26-11.
Yeah.
Another loss for the Packers. And then, like I said, tonight you got the Cowboys and Giants. And, well, I mean, I'd be shocked if the Giants, I mean, the Cowboys didn't win, but I would love for the Giants to win.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
And that's the sports news there, Izzy.
Thanks, Greg.
No problem.
In music news, Deftones is releasing a new album next year. They apparently already recorded an album's worth of music, so now they're just working on polishing it, working on melodies and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's been, it'll have been 4 years since their last release.
Dude, I really hope it's like, I don't know.
Has it really been 4 years?
Yeah, 2016.
Since Gore?
Yep.
Wow.
I really like Deftones a lot, but I really wish they would, you know, make more music like towards what they used to make more than like.
Well, I feel like that was Gore, dude. Did you ever listen to that album?
Yeah.
It was heavy. It was very heavy.
I don't know, dissonant. Man. This doesn't sound the same. Same thing with Tool. I think as they get older, they're like, we're artists now. You know what I mean? And everything has to be like
Tool's always
melodic
been, like,
and long and weird. And the Deftones have been doing that too, though.
I love melodic Deftones.
Yeah. I like it once in a while.
You like screaming Deftones?
No, I like one, you know, melodic song every album. The rest of them can be normal Deftones songs.
Ah, see, I like melodic Deftones. Yeah. I like heavy guitars with melodic singing.
No, oh, I don't like that.
Which it's is like why you like Tool.
Which is like, yes. Well, yeah. It's also why I like a pineapple on my pizza. It's that sweet and salty. That's what I want. I want the little sweet singing. I want a little salty guitar. You know what I mean?
They just compared Tool to pineapple on pizza.
Delicious. I'm a big fan.
Wow.
So you're saying people either love it or hate it.
Nah, he's saying there's like two elements to it.
Yeah. That go together, two separate things that are normally good, then combine them, and it's even better.
That's not true, though.
What?
Melodic and heavy does not go together better than heavy and heavy. Heavy and heavy is way better than melodic and heavy.
I don't know. Depends on how it is.
Well, go listen to old Deftones, and you'll figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, no, it's good. But they are getting older, and I'm sure he's like...
Dude, they're great musicians. I'm just saying, like, I wish they, you know, I feel like when guys get a little older, they're always like, you know, this is not us anymore, man, you know, and they start doing that stuff.
Yeah. This song is like a perfect example. Deftones, if they could write another song like this, the one that they did with Maynard.
Yeah.
Passenger.
It's okay.
I'm in, dude. I am so in. This is my favorite Deftones song.
It's all right.
What?
Sounds like a racing video game soundtrack.
It does. I think it's on one of the racing video games, to be honest with you.
Here, let me skip ahead here. Melodic singing?
Yeah, I know.
Crunchy guitars.
There's gotta be.
All
right.
I know which one you want. I like
Head Up.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You like Around the Fur Deftones.
But that's Deftones.
It is. But so is this.
All right.
Don't you take away what I love.
All right.
I didn't think this was newsworthy, but it was all I was seeing on my newsfeed this entire weekend, so I figured I would bring it up. The McDonald's CEO stepped down from his position after he admitted he was having a consensual relationship with a subordinate. So he was the CEO and the president of the company.
This is one of those stories where, like,
idiot.
You know it's bad, but you figured everybody was doing it, and that's a surprise to find out that's not happening.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I know companies have policies where, like, you can't, if you're in a managerial position, you cannot have a relationship with somebody who takes orders from you.
Right.
But people still do it all the time.
Yeah,
so that's why
anyway.
I was confused when I saw this. And he basically was, he didn't even fight it because he was like, yeah, I know I'm in the wrong. Like, clearly, this is against our policy. I screwed up. Sorry, I'm dipping, and he left the position.
Yeah, what an idiot.
but how many people would turn, you know, I mean, I know Izzy, okay, Izzy, then you're out of this conversation because you don't,
right.
You're a eunuch, but yeah. Sparks, if you're single, though, and like, you know, the hottest women in the world are hitting on you all the time, it's kind of hard.
Don't get me wrong, I'm in. I know what you mean. But when you're CEO of a company, why wouldn't you just go, hey,
I could get fired for this. Why don't
you quit?
You quit. Seriously.
Yeah. Right.
I'm a millionaire. Yeah. Why don't I just get you a job somewhere else?
It's true.
Like a better job
through one
of my contacts and just, you know, we still do our whatever. And then you're fine.
That's a good point. That's a much better.
You're CEO of McDonald's. You're going to put your career on the line.
Yeah.
You're an idiot, dude. You're a moron.
Man, I don't even think they're still together anymore.
Yeah.
So what a waste.
What a giant waste. All right.
What does she look like, the girl, do we know?
Yeah.
I have no idea. They haven't released that.
We need to know if it was worth it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's got exactly. Once you see her.
Yeah.
Then you're like, I can't believe the guy. And then you'll be all right. But right now, I think he's a complete idiot. Well, we got a good show planned for you today, okay? Do we have a tweekend coming up? Yes. Do we have a drunk light coming up? Yep. We got that one as well. It's going to be fun. I had a fun weekend. I'll tell you all about it. I was getting made fun of on Instagram, and I'll tell you why coming up here during the tweekend. You want to get a hold of us, 876-3692. You can always text in BS and your message, 69187. Giveaways. What do we got here? We got some certificate for two to see Run. Oh, the new Cirque show over there at the Luxor.
What is this? What's the theme?
I want to go.
I don't know. It's the first live-action thriller.
Like thriller?
Like a horror.
Like
Cirque.
A horror. Yeah. 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 Maybe
but
it's
probably not going to be as scary because they dance really nice.
That's nice.
It'll be like beautiful horror.
It'll be like thriller.
Yeah.
Dancing zombies.
Well, that was not beautiful, though. She was scared in thriller.
That's true. But the zombies were dancing.
Star Wars.
They were dancing.
That's a good point. 876-3692 is the phone number. You can always text in BS and your message 69187. Buck Cherry on the way back.
It's taken 2 million years for man to evolve into what we are today. It only takes them 4 hours to set it all back. It's BS in the morning.
We all had a weekend, right? Mateo had an extended one, but that's fine. Start off with the tweekend here.
It's tweekend time. Here's your 140 or less.
What do you got, Izzy?
Well, I played Halo with my brother and our friends all weekend. And I watched some TV. I cooked some food.
It's been a while since you've said that.
What? Pew,
pew. Played Halo all weekend.
That's because I have had the time to go climbing. In the last couple weeks, I haven't. So I dreamed a lot about climbing and going to the gym. I was pretty depressed all weekend, not going to lie. But good news, today is my dog's last day on meds, and then he's supposed to get his staples removed later this week.
Hey.
Nice.
So then I can finally sleep back in bed, and I can go to the gym and not worry about him. So, we'll be good.
And what have we learned?
No more animals.
Well, this was a fluke. This was, I mean.
No.
He ate a fingerling potato that got stuck in his small intestine.
Because
he got too excited and didn't chew it.
We've learned that your dog has tiny intestines.
He does have tiny small intestines.
And just give him kibble.
In 2 months.
Why not just give him kibble? Why not just give him dog food?
I like to spoil. Nobody thought this would ever happen. Even the surgeon.
That doesn't matter.
She was like, I never in my life have seen anything like this.
What have you learned, Izzy? Stop giving your dog human food.
I just got to chop it up really small for him.
Oh, for God's sakes. Just feed him dog food.
I'm not going to stop spoiling him. I'm just going to be more cautious.
How is giving him a whole potato spoiling him anyway? Like, what the hell is this?
You like the potato.
Like,
I love potato.
Yeah, potatoes are great.
They're carnivores, those dogs. They want meat.
Yeah.
I've been giving him chicken and rice lately.
Give him dog food.
Yeah,
it's
that too. I mix it in there.
Health.
But after they have
God
surgery,
sakes.
They say to give him chicken and rice. So
I'm sure he loves the chicken.
Because it's good for their stomach, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much he likes the rice, but I'm sure he loves the chicken.
He doesn't hate the rice.
Okay.
Because I put a little chicken stock on it.
See? You have to sweeten it up with that meat.
Yeah.
Good. I like how you don't eat the chicken. So you buy chicken at the grocery store, you're buying it for your pets.
Boneless, skinless, yeah. Just for when he has surgery.
Oh, my God.
But I made 5 chicken breasts, so I'm chopping it up for all the dogs now.
So you're making...
I still have like 2.5
So you're still buying meat. Okay.
Yeah, for them, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, that's fine. I love chicken. I agree with your dogs.
Greg.
Hey.
How was your weekend?
Oh, man. Amazing.
Was it?
Yeah.
You went shopping? Did you go shopping?
Oh, yeah. Maybe I did. Well, Friday, I went to this potluck and stared at all the food that I don't was scared to eat.
Oh,
and
then, yeah. I forgot about that.
And then I went to get a couple shirts, you know? Went over to the Oh My God, Why Are You Still Alive section and got a couple t-shirts. And then I went home and I slept for most of Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, I watched football. I watched the Eagles beat the Bears. I was very happy with that. And then I guess I went to bed again.
That's it?
I think so.
Wow, you guys had really low-key weekends.
Yeah, I love it.
I did not.
There was that one point on Saturday I was laying in my bed. I was like, maybe I've been in bed too long. And I was like, wait a minute. I could lay here as long as I want.
Yep. Isn't that a nice feeling?
Yeah.
I love weekend mornings for that reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty great.
So I laid there for like a couple extra hours.
That's nice.
I was like, thank God I don't have anything stupid like kids or, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well.
That was it.
Saturday night was the crazy night for me. You know, I got invited VIP to Guns N' Roses. And I asked you guys, hey, you guys want to do the stage announcement for Five Finger Death Punch? Because I got invited backstage at Guns N' Roses. It's pretty cool. And Izzy's like, I can't because I have my dog. Just had surgery. I was like, okay, cool. And Greg's like, I can't. I'm busy.
I don't remember that at all.
And I was like, it's okay. I guess I'll just do the Five Finger and I'll miss out on the VIP backstage at Guns N' Roses and the whole thing. Well, I did it. Good. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go do both. According to the email that I got, it's just a random ass email. It's not like I know anybody. Random ass email that's like, hey, you want VIP backstage friends and family pass for Guns N' Roses last show of the tour? Yep. So I said, yep. There you go. Good. Guns N' Roses goes on at 8:35. Cool. So, my friend Giannis and I go. I'm like, hey, man, I don't know if this is legit. I have no idea.
Sell music at 3 a.m.?
No. So, it ends up, we go there. We wait in line at Will Call for like a half an hour, which was nuts. Our tickets were at Will Call. We get this envelope. We open up the envelope. Inside, it's like a Scooby-Doo clue. It's like, find section 105. Across from section 105, there's a door. Behind that door, there's an elevator. Go down the elevator. It's like, follow the arrows from there. And you're like, what the hell? So we go in, we do our thing, find the elevator. We go to floor U, which stands for under stage level. We go under the stage. We go to friends and family. Free beer. We're hanging out.
Catered food.
Free drinks. Oh, it was great. There's music going. We're talking. We're like, this is cool. It's about like 7:50 now at this point. I'm like, hey, man, I got to roll by 8:50. Because I got to do a stage announcement for Five Finger Death Punch at the joint at the Hard Rock. And this is at Caesar's Palace. So
I don't remember you saying any of this, by the way.
Well, you told right to my face. So I go, okay, so I have an hour. Now you can come with me if you want, or you could just stay here at the show. He's like, okay. So we're drinking. You know who walks in? Jason Momoa.
Nice.
Aquaman walks in. So now we're having some drinks with Jason Momoa.
Hell yeah.
And I haven't talked to him
near him, or were you actually
closer than you and I are right now.
Were you talking to him?
He brushed my shoulder, and I didn't say hi yet because I was like, he just walked in. We are near the door to get in. And last time I was at Guns N' Roses show, Nicolas Cage was there. And that was, let me just say, Nick Cage, Jason Momoa, Nick Cage blows him out of the water. I care way more about Nicolas Cage than I care about Aquaman. So I was like, all right, this is cool. There's going to be some celebrity. I talked to Frank. He's the security guy outside the door. He goes, Nick Cage was here last night. I was like, damn it. I missed him by one night. He goes, he showed up with four giant supermodels.
What?
Yeah. Last time I saw him, he was with three, so he's upgraded. He's got four ladies with him. He was so hammered that he was talking to the security guy, Frank. He turned around and ran into the closed door.
Oh, my God.
Nice. And then after he ran into the closed door, he goes, pardon me, sir. And then walked into the other door.
Oh, my God. That would have been such a
good video. So hilarious.
Wait, was this the Guns N' Roses show that Axl fell on stage?
No.
Oh, okay.
Did he fall?
Yeah. Like
there was two nights. There was a Friday night and Saturday night show. Just like Five Finger Death Punch.
Okay.
So anyway, it was 8:35. I go, yo, we got to get up there. They're about to hit the stage. Okay. They said 8:35 sharp. Now, should have known. It's Guns N' Roses.
8:35, 8:40, 8:45, 8:50. We're standing there in our seats. And I turned to my friend and I go, dude, we got to go. We got to go. Because I told him I'd be there by 9:20 at the joint. And I don't know how traffic's going to be. You know, it's the strip. So he goes, okay, no problem. So we get an Uber. We're now in the Uber. Then there's like a car accident that we witness. Oh, we're like, no. Oh, son of a bitch. So then we're running late. Then we get there. I roll up into the joint. The record label's supposed to give me like passes into the thing or whatever. They don't have my name. They didn't even know I was coming. Wow. The tour manager's like, who is this? I know. I'm like, are you kidding me? I left Guns N' Roses to come to a place.
Shown up.
Yeah, they wouldn't even have known. So I'm like, no, this is ridiculous. I'm wearing the VIP badge for Guns N' Roses. I call the tour manager. He goes, oh, okay. Come around to the loading docks where all the roadies are, you know, the semi-trucks are. So I go around and I'm like, hey, is Dan? Dan's the tour manager. I'm like, is Dan here? And they're like, no. And one guy goes, oh, you're VIP? Come with me. VIP for the wrong show, bro. It's not even the right. It's not even the right. It's just Guns N' Roses on. All he saw was VIP. So he let us in. Now we're standing by the stage. And I'm like, this is like, we're not even supposed to be here right now. They eventually, we get in contact. I think they forgot about us. We're on the side of the stage. They didn't forget. Go up, make the stage announcement. We stay for a couple songs. We then get back into a lift. We take it back to Caesar's Palace. Guns N' Roses played for 3.5 hours.
Wow.
So we were able to see the final hour of the show because this took 2 hours. Of course, you know, they were running late. Guns N' Roses were running late. And we saw the show. It was a great show. I can't admit, like, they were great. Guns N' Roses was great. They were on. They were, you know.
Did Yanni like it?
Yanni. Giannis? Yeah, yeah. Giannis did like it. And then we're like, we got to go back down to the friends and family. We got to go back down. Went back down. And there he was.
Nicolas Cage?
Jason Momoa. Oh. Once again. Nah, Nicolas Cage didn't show up. But it was all these people. It was a party. It was a good time. And did two shows, one night. I was thinking, what other city? What other city could you make that happen? Probably New York City, maybe LA, but you're driving in LA, you're driving hours. You know what I mean? To make that happen. Is this Yanni?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know, but this is what Greg thinks of when I say Giannis.
Is he Greek?
My friend. Yeah, he's half Greek. Back off, lady.
You can buy these CDs at 3 a.m. on any public access channel. Or
I would. This is relaxing.
You would.
Yeah.
This is what your neighbors hear, like through the walls. You're sitting there.
That's okay, because all I hear from my walls is really bad rap music.
Really?
Constantly.
Really?
Super
Do you
loud.
Share a wall with your neighbors?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. And you could still hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, it's these guys across the street, and they leave their windows and their doors open.
Across the street?
Yeah, they're like, probably around my age, I've seen them. But they seem like total frat bros, you know?
Sure. Wow.
It's pretty obnoxious.
And they're Greek?
No.
Oh.
No, or else she'd be over there, apparently. She loves the Greeks.
Yeah. I'm all about eyebrows.
So anyway, that was my night. I appreciate the team coming together and helping me out. You know, I had something special I wanted to witness and do, and you guys really were like, you know what? I know this is important to you. I'm going to come and do the other thing for you.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
No, either do I, because it didn't happen. So I appreciate it.
Tell you
hey,
what.
My thing was valid.
My
Greg
bed.
Clearly didn't do anything.
My bed, Greg got, valid.
Greg laid in bed so long he has sores now.
I
he didn't rotate
I'm like
enough.
Howard Hughes.
Yeah, exactly. Greg has pee jars
yeah.
in his bedroom. Oh, God. Well, it was a good night. So if you were at Guns N' Roses or at Five Finger Death Punch, I saw you there.
BS in the morning. Comp 92.3, The Rock Station. Oh, yeah? Well, where's your cleaning guy's rubber suits? It's BS in the morning.
It's Monday at 6 o'clock. We like playing back the drunk line right now. See what you did over the weekend. Let's check it out. Here we go.
BS drunk line.
You think there's people in Israel wonder if it's real?
To play the next message, press.
Okay, that was quick.
Do I wonder if people in Israel think what is real?
I have no idea.
All right.
That's one.
It's a drunk
Halloween? Did somebody say Halloween? I can't stand it. I'm losing my mind. Finally, the day has come. Dress up. Get out. Get candy. Get f***ed off. Happy Halloween, mother f***. Trick or treat.
To play the next message.
That's right. This was the drunk line over Halloween.
Yeah. I
totally forgot about that.
Is he trying to compete with Joker there?
I don't know.
There's actually...
I think he's just really excited.
Yeah, keep going.
To play the next message, press 1.
Hey, baby. My tail. Lost my phone. Fremont. God damn it. Halloween.
To play the next message.
Do you know that guy, Mateo? Yeah.
Yeah, I know that guy, too.
Oh, you know
so
that
do
guy?
You.
Oh, I know the guy?
It's Gilbert.
Oh, that's Gilbert?
He's looking for Mateo.
Oh, boy.
I had to shorten the call. It went on forever.
Did it?
Yeah.
Was it the night of Halloween?
Yes.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
Yeah. To play the next message, press 1.
Ha-ha! This is Office Donna, and I met up with freaking Jason the Welder Dude. And we won tickets at the Pumpkin Snatch, and we're on our way to the freaking... Woo! Thank you, cop. We love you. And I turn this shit off.
Mark sucks.
To play the next
What is that? Come on, man.
Yeah, they were both there. Heavily wasted.
She sounds happy to at least have won.
She won many things. So
oh, there you go. That's
you know
great.
What's funny is I was going by the one call per person rule, but she left another call later where that guy ditched her. She's like,
Shots.
I don't know where he is.
Are we going to hear it?
No, I said there's only one call
per
person.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't go.
No, I usually, because otherwise it's like 12 people each time. And the,
no, I know.
They had just met that night at that pumpkin snatch thing, and then they went off together to go.
No.
Yeah. Well, he went off by himself.
They left together. Well, they left together, and then later on, he probably
he left by himself.
Yeah.
To play the next message, press 1.
So I'm chilling here, right, with the homies, and the an acid guy, the lightweight, he doesn't know how to handle anything.
He's a weak ass.
Weak as
y'all. I'm already fucked up.
And
that's mine, bitch.
And then over here, Henrietta, she kept dropping the beer in the shed, man. They kept dropping the beer.
No.
And then he threw up right there, too. There's a throw up thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
To play the next one.
So gross.
The Vatos have reached that point of party. Yeah. It's just not funny.
No,
it's
Vatos much. Are just, yeah.
It's just way now getting sad.
Yeah.
To play the next message, press 1.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Or should I say Miss Donna? First, she's trying to finger them pumpkins at the pumpkin snatch. I think she thought it was a And then she tells me she wants to suck on some toes. Holy moly.
Oh, boy.
What the hell's gotten into her? Or what hasn't? Tally-ho, bitches.
To play the next message.
That was a great moonshine call.
One.
Hey, Sparks. I heard... You have a wet butt crack, and I do too. And let me tell you what I do. I just, instead of using a towel, put a fan at the end of my bed, turn that fan on, I lay down my back on the bed, the chest, and you just dry that old beehole out, and you got a dry beehole.
To play the next message.
The fact that he's doing it on the phone call is the best part. Knees to chest.
That's good, though, because that sparks his favorite position anyway.
It is.
Works out.
That's so funny.
To play the next message, press 1.
So, I'm playing pool with a couple of guys, and they put the money on the table, and, you know, we're drinking, blah, blah, blah. And we get into this conversation of music, and how, they don't make music like they used to. They don't make music like they used to. And I was like, that's true, but like there's some good bands out there. He's like, no, man, they don't make music like they used to. And he's like, oh, my favorite band's Led Zeppelin. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm like, have you heard of Greta Van Fleet? They're, you know, they sound like them. They're awesome. They play music like they used to. He's like, oh, no, man. F that, bro. F that. You know, those are guys that are stuff. I'm like, you literally just complained about
music like they used to, and these bands are playing music like they, that's the epitome, that's the definition of like they used to.
BS Drunkline.
He's right, man.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. They are very, very, they're the same. Not as talented, in my opinion. Good band.
Of course they're not.
Not Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, but is that music like they used to just because it sounds like I could be like,
right,
make a song like, you know, cover band of anything, and they'd be like, oh, it's music like they used to. Yeah.
So you're on the other guys. You're on the guy who's playing, he was playing pool.
I'm just saying, not necessarily just because they sound like Led Zeppelin means they're making music like they used to. They could just be doing like a.
There's a fine line you got to walk. Do they not make music like they used to, or are you just getting older and stuck in your ways?
Yeah. Because
that is. It's kind of probably a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's two different
music
topics,
changes.
Though.
Yeah, but it's essentially the same argument. They don't make good music anymore.
Yeah,
it means, no, you have your bands that you were coming of age in.
Yeah.
And then you identify those as your bands.
Right.
And then they, obviously, new bands have come in and made music, and it's not to your taste or your liking, and therefore they're not as good as the bands.
But that's a totally different topic.
But that's what essentially the argument is, this guy. They don't make music like they used to.
Right. But the argument was, the band that seems to be copying another band, are they making music like they used to, or are they just copying another band?
No, they're copying another band.
Okay.
They're not making music like they used to.
I think that's what they were arguing.
Yeah, but I think that guy was just like, no, man, I'm a Zeppelin fan. They don't make music like Zeppelin anymore, which is correct. But that's also the era of music you came up liking. Don't get me wrong, Zeppelin, probably top three greatest bands of all time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Of all time.
Right.
Yep.
But at the same time, you know, the people that make those arguments sound like old crotchety people.
Yeah, they're right.
And I'm definitely one of them.
Yeah, they're 100% right.
The Feed with Izzy.
A woman in Louisiana who worked at a medical clinic has now been arrested for selling fake doctor's notes to students in high school so they could skip class. She was selling these doctor notes for $20 each.
Seems pretty cheap.
Why do you need an actual doctor to make fake notes? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, you could have just had your friend write it, or you type it up.
Well, I think it's because she had the actual, like, medical
letterhead
notebook, yeah.
Hmm.
So it looked a lot more legit.
All right.
My friends just used to have us call into the school and pretend to be their parents and say they're not going to come in because they're sick.
Really?
Yeah, we used to do it all the time.
Never done that before.
We didn't need like a doctor's note until I got into high school, and then it was a lot harder.
In high school, we used to have to go find the guy that had the Scantron and make him erase it.
Scandron.
And
I hated
so it began, and that's when it all started.
Hey, man.
For Greg.
Had to go to Johnny Rockets.
Johnny Rockets. Wow. No, I never called in fake sick. Never faked sick. I never
kidding?
Did any of that. No. Never did it.
You went to school?
Yeah, I went to school.
Weirdo.
I did too.
No, you didn't. You just said you had your friends call you in.
No, whatever. I said my friends had us call in for them.
Oh.
I never wanted to miss school. I loved school.
Mm.
Jesus. Explains a lot.
It was the only time I could hang out with my boyfriend.
Really? You went to school?
Yeah.
I figured your boyfriend would be hanging out with Johnny Rockets.
No.
How much time did she get? Did she get arrested, you say?
Yeah, she got arrested. She hasn't been given a sentence.
Hasn't charged
arrested
yet.
Though.
Again, let's save prison for actual criminals.
Yeah, like if she was giving out fake prescriptions for Vicodin or something to the kids, I get it.
Got it.
Right.
Timmy doesn't want to go to school today. Like, who cares?
They were saying she was falsifying information.
I get what she was doing. I mean, it was bad, but jail.
Probation at best, at most. Give her a fine. Let her learn her lesson.
I'm sure that's what'll happen. Yeah.
Well, I hope so. It's ridiculous.
A Pokemon fanatic recently bought an old mint condition super rare Pokemon card. It's
Charizard.
From 1998, Pikachu actually, and only 39 of that card exist. Do you want to guess how much he bought it for?
$3 million.
Greg, what's your guess?
$46.
Craig wins. $195,000.
Yeah.
For one Pokemon card.
Yeah, you were so far off, Spark.
I know.
You were.
I was a winner.
I know. My little brother used to play, collect.
Me
those,
too, yeah.
You know?
Wow, what a dork.
Uh-huh. Well, he's of that age. So
I was never of that age.
Well, you know, you're of an older age.
Yeah, you're way older.
For me, it was Pogs. You were probably too old for Pogs.
Yeah,
I don't
never
even know
played.
What the hell that is.
You don't remember Pogs?
No.
Did you play Crazy Bones?
No.
No, we played with actual bones. We were real men.
Yeah, Craig.
Greg was catching the Scantron kid. He's like, you want me to play with your bones?
Yeah.
Oh, ew. Wait a minute. You know what I meant.
Hey.
You know what I meant.
Izzy, write that down.
Okay.
No. You had something.
I don't remember, to be honest.
You probably had. You, Magic the Gathering? Magic the Gathering.
Never.
But you know it. And you know kids that played it.
I don't know how it works. I have no idea.
But you know kids played it when you were a kid.
Kids that I know?
Yeah.
I don't know a single person that's ever played that
game. But you know that kids played it and it was a big thing.
I knew that. Yes,
okay, well,
yes.
Pokemon came after Magic.
Yes, yeah. There were dorks that played it, but I don't know who they are.
They went Dungeons & Dragons, Magic the Gathering, Pokemon. I mean, that's just, that's the order.
The nerdiest I got was video games. I never played any of that other
stuff. Okay, well, there you go. That's just it. People still play Magic and people play Pokemon.
Yeah.
Nobody plays Pogs anymore.
No. I don't even know what Pogs is.
You don't know what Pogs are?
No.
Are you kidding me? Little discs, cardboard discs. What? And if you hit them with
the...
Yeah, you had a slammer. And if you took a slammer and you hit the cardboard disc and it flipped over, you got to keep the Pogs.
That's so how it's basically jacks, but
it's like
you don't
have to
catch
it. Playing with pink slips.
That's how they make communion. When you go to make communion, that's how they make them. They have the kids play that first.
They slam it down. They flip it over.
Yes.
Yeah. They did look like little communion wafers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Never
heard
Pogs.
Of it. No? It came in tubes. That you could keep. You didn't have. You're too young. And Greg's too old.
I just don't have no mainstream people I know.
Dude, Pogs was huge. You make me seem like I'm an outcast here.
How old were you?
Sixth grade? I
don't
know.
Is this pre or post basement?
It's right around basement time.
Is it?
I might have been playing Pogs in the basement.
Give him these.
Give him these cardboard discs. Let him know.
You're trying to put it in the square hole.
No, dude. They try.
Poor thing.
No, wait, these are discs. That's not what I asked for. You misunderstood.
Oh, come on. I wasn't chained in the basement.
BS in the morning.
They're bringing it every single morning.
On Top 92.3, The Rock Station. Give the show a call. It's BS in the morning.
Microsoft in Japan has gone down to 4-day work week.
That's nice.
Yeah, 4-day work week. And they said that the productivity is up 40% of its employees. So they're like, hey, we might be onto something. Maybe a 4-day work week is actually good for employees.
I'd agree.
No way.
You don't think so?
Longer hours.
No, they said same amount of hours, just 4-day work week.
So just, no, that's it?
That's it.
32 hours?
That's it.
Oh, I'm in.
They said, look.
I thought it was like 4-10s.
No. Yeah. Nope. Employees took 25.4% fewer days off during the month. They printed less paper.
They worked 25% less days.
But the company doesn't have to pay for that, essentially.
I see.
You know what I mean?
No.
So it's like, if you're more productive in the shorter amount of time, it's beneficial to the company.
Oh, I agree, but they don't usually see it that way.
I know, but that's how Microsoft.
Forward thinking.
A bit of a tech business.
Mm-hmm.
They broke down everything into, like, they have this nice pie chart. This is in Japan, but essentially what the article is saying, look, people became more productive. They used less energy. They got more work done in a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. They were happier. It was just like all positives. So 39.9% productivity went up in the office. They're getting
amazing.
More things done in a short amount of time because they felt better going to work. Here's the question. Would you...
work at Microsoft? Absolutely.
No. Would you say it would be worth it? Obviously, a 4-day work week is great.
Yep.
But what if they threw in that extra day off in the middle of the week? Let's say you got Wednesdays off.
Nope.
See? That's how I'm kind of thinking. It would suck to get like midday. No.
That's
you're
like
breaking up my work week.
Yeah. No. That's like I want a whole summer instead of that year-round crap at school.
Yeah, year-round's a better idea.
No.
I've always said
awful.
It. Nope. Two
I'd
weeks
be fine
at a time.
With that.
Nope.
You'd be fine having a Wednesday off
absolutely.
And then having a weekend.
No
yeah,
way.
Whatever.
So you work Monday, Tuesday off, Thursday, Friday off. Extra day, and then you're back.
Yeah.
Nope. I mean, not if I had a choice, I'd do it.
Well, it's still better
than 5 days.
Better than 5 days.
5 days in a row, it's rough, man. You get to Wednesday and you're like, holy crap.
And, you know, with our schedule, we don't really have to worry about this, but if you have a regular 9-to-5 schedule, having a weekday off is actually a good thing because nothing's ever open when you're off.
That's a good point. Like when I used to work, trying to get things done.
Yeah.
The bills and we have to get to the bank or something
like
that.
Just anything, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, maybe a work. Maybe a work. Yeah. For us, I don't think it'd be worth it. Yeah, I like 3 day, a 3 day weekend is almost like, it's almost like Christmas for adults. It's like,
Yeah. That's only because you can wake up whenever you want.
To go to work tomorrow.
Like this past weekend specifically, it was Saturday morning. And remember, I did nothing on Friday except play Halo. I woke up, I think, around 7:30 in the morning on Saturday. And I remember thinking, oh, damn it. I only have one more day to sleep in.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Only one more day. If I would have had two more days, I would have been like, yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to feel so rested. But I'd only had one more day.
Yeah. Sure.
When I take vacation days, the only reason I take them and then I'm excited for them is so I don't have to wake up.
Yeah.
That's how bad this schedule is. So if you had a regular job, I don't know how I'd react. You know what I mean? I'm only reacting towards what's happening.
Yeah, they have to wake up at like 8 a.m. Our show is already done.
Yeah, but what happens is, though, like if, you know, we've all worked those hours, normal workday hours.
Yeah.
You feel like you're robbed of the whole day.
I never felt that
way. We feel like we're robbed of sleep and then in the morning. You know what I mean? Of getting up like a human.
You feel like you're robbed of the whole day until you get home and realize nobody else did anything either because we're all...
Exactly. Yeah. And then everybody's off at the same time so you can actually hang out with people.
Exactly.
So it sounds like Greg is coming over to the Wednesdays off model.
Yeah.
No, I'm just coming over to the not wake up too early model.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
Yeah, because it's hard to make friends with our schedule. I mean...
It's impossible.
Even when I go to the climbing gym, it's like everyone I know is going when I'm leaving because I have to go home and go to bed.
Yep.
So it's like, how can I make friends when their schedule is a normal schedule and we work crazy hours?
The whole summer I went to bed when it was light outside. So I can imagine if you had a regular job and you're working, you know, let's put it this way. Would you rather work our schedule with an extra day off or 5 days a week waking up at 9?
Our schedule with a day off.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
Are you kidding me?
Are you out of your mind?
A full work day? Bro, we barely work.
No, not a full work day.
What are you talking
about? A radio work day, but you wake up at 9.
No.
Like, would you rather have...
I got to work 5 days instead of 4? I'd rather get up early and work 4.
No way.
Same. What are you talking about?
No way.
Are you high?
It's not even close. I'd rather work 6 days than work 4.
What? Oh, my God.
Don't say these things.
No.
I'm with Sparks.
No.
Majority rules.
If we worked 4 days a week, you know how much better these shows would be?
Oh, so good. So much better.
Exactly the same.
Dustin.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? You got a problem with this?
Yeah, so the problem with that is if they're only working, you know, 4 days a week at 32 hours, that means the employees are making less money unless they raise their pay rate.
If they're paid hourly, I see what you mean, but if you're paid hourly. But if you're salary and you're even more productive, if you're doing more work in a less amount of time, they shouldn't decrease your salary.
Right.
But a lot of places
you're absolutely right. If it's salary, that works. But if it's hourly, then you're getting screwed out of, you know, your hours.
It's true. Sure. But a lot of places are doing that anyway. I know a lot of big retail giant places.
Yeah.
If you work over 32, 34 hours, they tell you to cut your hours anyway.
Right. Because they don't want to pay the insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
True that. Yeah. I like my 60-hour work week. That's good shit.
Oh, God damn it. Why does
cursing.
Everyone think they can just swear on the air?
I don't understand.
I don't know.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, dude, give me 7 days a week at 9 a.m. instead of 4 hours, 4 day work week of working.
Seven days a week at 9 a.m.
I'd rather work 7 days a week at 9 a.m. than wake up 1 day a week at 3 a.m.
No, you are. No, I know for a fact how much bitching you would do if you had to work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
There's not as much bitching
I have to do if I had to wake up at 3.
No, we already live with it every day.
Yep. It sucks.
You're telling me. But I cannot imagine the amount of disdain you would have for your job if you had to work. Are you working a full 9-hour workday at 9 a.m.?
I'd rather work 9 to 9 than wake up at 3.
You are such a liar. You're such a liar. No, give me 3 a.m. 4 days a week.
Yep.
I'm the happiest person in the world.
Any day you wake up at 3 a.m., that day doesn't exist anymore. It's a completely weird mind F. Nothing's real. It's just horrible.
I disagree.
No, then you have all day. It's good.
No. The only time you have an epiphany and feel like, you know, life's normal again is when we're off.
Yeah, you got 3 days to do it, man.
BS in the morning.
It's just fun to wake up to them.
On Comp 92.3, The Rock Station.
in the morning. You'll love it. Your mom did.
I was looking at this graph last night. It was quite hysterical. Some lady on the internet called it the saddest graph or saddest data point she's ever witnessed. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess
you gotta tell us what it is.
Yeah. On the left, it showed women and their age compared to the age that men, they'd say that men are the most attractive. Okay, so let's say the lady is 35. Women say that, men are most attractive at 35. The woman is 45. They say, no, 45-year-old men is when, men look the most attractive. 50-year-old woman, they say, no, 50-year-old man is when they look most attractive. So it's like in correlation with their age.
Yeah.
And on the right side, it had men's age compared to the age they find women to be the most attractive.
And it's younger and younger, isn't it?
The entire age of man. It doesn't matter. It says 22 years old.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Why is that disgusting?
On the left, it's like a perfect line. A line of just, it's like this diagonal line of age of woman, exact correlation with an age of guy.
But when it comes to this, is this literally just about looks, or are they also factoring other things into attractiveness?
That right there is the reason why you are a lady.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. It's just looks.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Why is 22 gross, though?
Because a 60-year-old man has said, 22-year-olds are hot. Like, that's creepy.
Why?
To me.
They're adult women.
I don't care if you're quote-unquote an adult. That's like when people are like, she's 18, she's legal, she's hot, and you're like 60 years old. Like,
so a 60-year-old man can't think a movie star's hot?
No, I think it's weird.
Yeah, but a 60-year-old man has to think that a 60-year-old woman is hot? I mean, that's...
No. I'm just saying that's a really low age.
That's...
I find that incredibly creepy.
Okay, that's weird.
I don't find it creepy.
I know, because you guys are guys.
Yeah.
But how is that
creepy?
That's
exactly what the graph is saying.
Yeah, I mean, even for a woman, I don't understand.
What?
Why is that creepy to think an adult woman is hot?
Because, I think I think it's a genetic thing. I think women are thinking like, no, they're trying to find a mate for a partner for life.
Yes.
Okay, and guys are trying to have sex.
Yeah,
but she's saying it's gross, like it's too young.
Yeah, because tell me if I'm speaking for you. So chime in here. I don't want to do that, but what I'm hearing is Izzy saying like a 60-year-old man marrying a 20-year-old woman is gross.
Yeah.
Okay. Where Greg is saying, why is that? She's an adult. Where it doesn't matter if it's the adult thing. It's just the age gap between the two is a little.
No, it's not even marrying. It's thinking they're hot.
Like yeah,
if
I know,
I'm 60,
it's equivalent to
I know I got to marry like at least a 50-year-old, you know what I'm saying, if you're 60, because, I mean, most chicks
not true.
All right, for the most part, most girls in their 30s don't like 60-year-old men, 20s.
Correct.
But, it doesn't say marry. It says who you think is hot. You're telling me I can't think a chick's hot if she's 22?
No, you can.
Yeah.
You can. But she's saying, and it's not just you, Greg, because...
No, I'm not saying just me. I'm saying in general.
Men in general, right.
They don't have eyes? I mean, why would you think they were hot when you're 30 and not when you're 70, though?
Well, that's the thing. I think for women just look at if Izzy was 65 and she looked at a 22-year-old guy, and she would go, oh, that's a child. That's a boy.
Yeah.
That's not even a man.
Yeah, that's not true.
Where
you're
guys
factoring more than appearance now.
No, but that's what, that's how women look.
A 60-year-old woman could see a hot guy at 22 and be like, he's a hot guy, but he's 22 and
no,
I don't like 22-year-old guys.
Izzy?
Not me.
That's what I'm thinking. I think most women look at him and go, oh, yeah, he's a good-looking young man, but he's too young. He's just young.
That's the same thing I can say.
No, but guys look at 22-year-olds.
Dude, I see strippers all the time. They're like 18, 19. I'm like, Jesus, she's hot, but like she's too young for me.
Too young, right.
She's still hot. I'm not going to be like, oh, she's not hot. That's great. I can't see right now. My eyes don't work because I'm too old. Like, of course I can see them. They're hot.
Sure.
Whoever said that.
But I think what they're saying is that even... Yeah, but when you
just said that.
The part
I didn't. You blow everything out of proportion.
Out of proportion. You said that a 22-year-old is gross for a 60-year-old man who thinks she's hot.
Can I help clear it up?
But you're not clearing it up. You're saying two different things.
Would you let me speak and I'll clear it up?
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
I know. Clear it up.
The part where you're saying she's hot, but my God, she's too young, but she's hot. That part where, my God, she's too young is overpowering for ladies.
Okay.
Or for most guys,
she said if a 60-year-old man says a 22-year-old girl is hot, it's gross.
Yeah, because that's too young for
that. So I'm not blowing it out of proportion. I'm saying exactly what she said.
No, I'm saying...
No, you're blowing the eye thing out of... When did I ever say you can't see because you're 60?
Because you're saying that... Never mind. All right, forget it.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, can we go back to just talking about how...
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah, we can't, obviously.
Hi, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Okay, Izzy, that's ridiculous.
No, they're blowing it out of proportion. Stop it.
If a 22-year-old woman is hot,
no.
Then as the man ages, she's still hot.
Yeah.
Like if a 22-year-old guy and a 60-year-old guy look at the same woman, she's still beautiful. It doesn't matter how old he is. That's ridiculous to say that she has to become less attractive when he gets older.
Calm down.
No, what I'm saying is that's exactly what the data says. It might not be all women, but majority of women, what they're saying is that's exactly what you're saying is exactly how ladies see it. Yes,
right,
no, he's no longer attractive.
Ridiculous for saying that's disgusting.
But you can't say
okay.
That's ridiculous
that's
because
fine.
That's how all women see it. According
to
this,
true. That's not what he's saying. See, the caller. I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah and I are saying something that you're not even. That's a totally different thing.
Okay. What? Clarify.
I tried already, but I was getting crazy and off the wire.
You were.
Whatever.
You
okay,
were getting
I'm too
very
crazy.
Angry.
Yeah, I'm too crazy.
No, no.
Okay, now you're.
I agree with Jeremiah.
An attractive woman is an attractive woman. It doesn't matter how old the looker is.
Yeah. Right. And Jeremiah, are you a dude? Are you a man?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's all I'm saying.
Jeremiah, women don't high-vise, Jeremiah. Stop getting crazy.
Well, I'm telling you what the data is saying.
I know.
But I'm, I'm crazy because I'm telling you what the data is saying.
That's not what the data is saying.
The data is saying
women wouldn't date them because they're too young. It's not saying that women don't think they're hot.
I didn't say date.
No,
I never said that.
It had nothing to do with dating.
I said the data says.
You turned it into that. You said that a 60-year-old man marrying a woman, blah, blah. I said they don't have to marry them. They can think they're hot and not marry them.
But I'm saying that's how women see the world, Greg. I'm saying that's how they see them. See them as mates.
Wrong.
Women see the men as a potential mate, where guys see the women as a potential leg.
So a woman can't look at something and say it's hot without wanting to have it be a marriage.
They can. They can. I'm
but
not
you
saying
just said
they
the
can.
Opposite.
No, but I'm saying that. Okay, women. I'm telling you what the data is saying. Women find women find men attractive at the same age they are. If a woman is older, they don't find young men as attractive because the part of where you were saying, and I think most guys agree with you, the part where they're hot, but it's too young.
Then they're answering two different questions.
Turns them
That's
off.
That's not the question. They're answering two different questions then.
Okay.
They should have clarified to the women, look, don't be weird. Just answer the question. Are they hot or not?
And the
not,
women,
not whether you date them, which is what you're saying.
I'm not saying date. I'm saying finding attractive. I'm saying find.
You just
they don't
said
find
they
them
don't
attractive.
Find them.
I love how you argue. You're arguing the data.
All right.
At
All right.
the same time.
The only guy that's called in knows what I'm talking about. You two obviously don't, so that's fine. Whatever.
Okay. Kyle, what's up?
Sparsh, your data's skewed, man.
Yeah, thank
it's not
you.
My data! I didn't do the data!
No, they don't understand.
I love how you don't
think,
like
no,
it.
No, they don't understand,
women,
dude.
Women are always afraid of being shamed, so they're going to tell you exactly what they think you want to hear, and that's the problem. They always do that. Women, no matter what age they are, they don't go to Thunder from Down Under for no reason. Right? There's all these like 60-year-old women hanging out there.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't go there for nothing, you know, because these guys are gross. You know, they're too young. It's ridiculous.
No, they're not allowed to go anywhere unless they're going to date them.
Yeah, right. And we should put them all in burkas so we can't see anybody except for our own age group.
You're getting out of control, man. Stop it.
So it's skewed. Women just, they lie.
Okay, so you're saying that this is on 538. Okay, so this is a legit sample. This is a legit poll. So you're saying all the women on this poll said that they're all lying because they don't want to be perceived as something that
they're answering
not.
A different question.
Yeah, pretty
they're
much.
They're answering the question.
They're answering a different question. And you said they were.
No, I wasn't.
Yes,
I
you
did.
Were. First you say it's not about dating, then you say it's about dating. You're going back and forth,
I'm
dude.
Not, dude. I'm saying I think the reason why they're answering this, the reason why they do this is because to women, biologically, they are trying to find a mate, where men, biologically...
Now, when you're trying to find a mate, is that dating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where women are trying to find a mate, men are trying to find something to have sex with. It's different. That's why, in my opinion, it's the difference between men and women.
It's two different questions.
So I think what happens is, when you talk about attractiveness
to the opposite sex. Men and women are looking at it through a different set of eyes. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Yes. Two different questions, but yes.
Okay.
It's not.
It is. The only two people that have called in have understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, and the two people that called in are guys.
Okay. So, again, what?
Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
Yeah, for me, I'm just saying, like, 30 for women, 30s is, like, in their prime for me. But, like, you know, it's just some women can work it, some women can't. So, I mean,
that's
every single person is different.
Right.
Right. But if you're, let's say you think a chick's hot right now at 30. At 30 years from now, if you saw a picture of her, you're not going to think she's hot anymore because you're too old?
Nah, I'm still going to think she's beautiful as
Thank
hell.
Thank you. There you go.
That's a different question. It is.
All right.
If you're 60 years old, the question is, you're 60 years old, when do you think women are in their prime? You're going to say 22 or 30 still. You're not going to say, oh, well, my wife's in her 60s, so... No, you're going to be like, well, I'm 60. I'm not in my prime. You know, my wife was in her prime when I first met her, when I was 30 years old. That's what you're going to think as a dude. And as a lady, you're going to go, right now, I love a gray-haired silver fox, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, but here's the deal. Like, it just depends on the woman. They can work it really well or they can't. They can try and make themselves look good at their age or not. Because I've seen some pretty good-looking women. They're in their 50s and 60s. And I was like, oh, how old are you? And they'll be like, oh, well, I'm 50-some-one years old. I was like, well, shit. I thought you were 30. I mean,
you're an idiot. Dude. God, stop cursing.
Why does this keep happening?
On the air. Don't curse.
Jesus Christ.
Golly. I don't get it. It's not a difficult concept. Morons. Hold on. Colton, hello, what do you got?
Hey guys, how's it going? So I actually agree with Izzy. I'm a guy and I actually agree with her. It's weird if you're older and you think that even if somebody's of age, even if they're 18, it's weird to think that they're attractive because they just got done being a minor. It's weird.
That's how I feel. In my own opinion. Other people may not feel that way, and that's fine, but I genuinely think it's creepy.
Right.
And somebody also said earlier, somebody brought up the Chippendales or whatever that show is out here.
Thunder Down Under.
Thunder from Down Under. Let me just say, too, those guys who work at Thunder from Down Under, they're at least of the age of 25 to 27. So they're not 18 years old, freshly done being a minor. So that's totally.
So where's the cutoff? Because we said 22, first of all, not 18. So where's the cutoff? Like, what guys do you date? 22, 25, 28? Doesn't matter.
I would say it's not weird when they're at least 25 because they're in the middle range of being in their 20s.
So when they can rent a car.
Yeah, but you're a dude. And that's why, of course, you would say 25. That's what the data's showing. That's my point.
I think he's talking about other dudes.
It doesn't matter. But that's, according to a guy, of course, you're going to think 20s are the prime of your life.
But he just,
and that's it.
He just agreed, though, that the other part, so 25 is different. Okay, whatever.
No, I'm agreeing with you, Greg.
No, not you. I'm talking about the caller.
Oh, he said that. But I'm saying yes.
He's like, that's too young. And then all of a sudden, 25 is not too young.
All I'm saying is I agree with the data. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
Let's go to, I don't know if this is the exact.
I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper. Jennifer poops at parties.
Jen, what's up?
Okay. I hate to say this, but I agree with Greg.
I would figure you would.
Why would you hate to say that?
No, there's nothing wrong with finding someone young attractive.
Right.
I mean,
I don't understand how you could possibly. That you're lying to yourself if you're trying to tell me your eyes don't say so. And you're like, wait a minute, I can't think that. Hold on.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I look at young guys all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Hello.
Everyone does, though. I mean, it's just ridiculous to say otherwise, but whatever.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. I mean, I look at guys my age. Yeah, they're good looking. I look at young guys. They're good looking. Really young guys are good looking. I would not date a 22-year-old.
I wouldn't either. But if I saw a 22-year-old, I might not even know she's 22.
Right,
like, wow,
exactly.
She's hot. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Well, hold on. I got to check and see if she's 25 or 26 first.
Like, right. You're not going to ask her for ID.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Exactly. So. All right. Well, thank you, Jen. Appreciate it. All right. We got time for one more. Let's go to BK. Hi, BK. What's up, man?
Hey, bro. Remember back when Olympic Garden had male strippers upstairs and female strippers downstairs?
Man, that's a long time ago, dude.
Yeah. I took my 65-year-old mom and sent her upstairs with $100 worth of ones. Like 20 minutes later, she was back down asking for money.
So, BS in the morning on Top 92.3, The Rock Station. The least reviewed show in Vegas. It's BS in the morning.
Let's talk about space for a second. This is some cool stuff. Two stories. One, I'll start with the more spacey one first. I guess there's a company out of Silicon Valley. They have now made more satellites in their tiny little lab than all of the world's satellites combined in 1 year. In 2019 so far, they've made more satellites than the rest of the planet, which is cool. And I guess they're taking pictures. The company's called Planet Labs. They take pictures of the Earth every 24 hours. So you have people, it doesn't matter what it's, they said from governments to retail stores, trying to find out how much parking lot, how much of the parking lot people are using, to farmers, to everything. They launched these satellites, piggybacking off of giant satellites. They launched these tiny ones the size of like a bowling ball or a toaster.
Okay.
And they're up there for like 3 to 4 years. They run out of juice to keep them in orbit. And they ended up just burning in the atmosphere. So then they just launched more ones. And they just keep doing this. The company started out of a garage. It's now worth $2 billion. So apparently, they're saying anybody could just buy some satellite photos. Do you have anything you want to buy satellite picture-wise?
Maybe a picture of Saturn and its rings and Jupiter.
No, no, no. They take pictures of Earth. They don't take pictures of other...
No, I don't care.
Okay.
I am curious, though. You said that they were burning up.
They burn up in the atmosphere.
So that means every single part of it burns up? It's not like littering random satellite parts in the galaxy, no. In the space?
Nope. Burns up.
Wow. Must be pretty hot up there.
It's friction, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Well, there's not a lot of parts to them. They're just these tiny little things. They just burn up as they fall down. Greg, would you use this at all? Satellite imagery?
I don't really understand because I have Google Earth already.
Yeah, I know. This is Google Earth. The difference is this takes a picture 24 hours. Every day you get a new thing. So Google Earth is a lot slower. And they're usually made by planes. Planes take photos of that.
Yeah.
So when they're mapping the entire Earth, it takes a long time. So people like governments will use it for like floodplains. How bad is this flood? In California wildfires, they were using it to go find out which part of the wildfire is spreading the quickest towards what, you know, inhabited places.
I know
in
a
California.
Dude that, because the pictures are taken, the Google Earth ones are like sometimes a couple years old.
Yeah, exactly.
And he had already broken up with the girl, but at the time, he saw like the disguised truck that she was shooting him with in his driveway.
That's what they were saying in the article.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a red truck.
They were like, this is, you have people that like hate this company because they're saying it's going to infringe on privacy rights because there's no regulation as to like who can buy these photos. Journalists can buy these photos. And you're at, they referenced like cheating spouses parked outside of the house if they think that they're parked
but
at.
That's in public though.
Within 24 hours.
It's but they're saying spaces anyway,
access to the photos.
Yeah, I know. It's still public.
That's why, and that would be my rebuke to the argument is I can hire a PI.
Right.
And they can just follow the person around, but this is cheaper than that.
I got in a fight because of that here.
Yeah, I know. We hired she needs a dick.
Yeah.
That whole thing. The guy found out his fiance was cheating on him.
Wow.
On the show.
That's awful.
It was, and it was very expensive. We could have just used these satellite images. Yeah. I guess it's a lot cheaper. The other space news that came out, which I think is pretty cool. They are now launching for the very first time an oven to the International Space Station where they're going to bake space cookies. I guess it's a zero-G oven capable of baking things.
Why? Just because they can?
Well, you're up there for a while. Don't you want some freshly made food?
Not really. You're an astronaut.
Not really.
Eat the astronaut food.
I don't want astronaut food. Plus, if you're flying for years in space, wouldn't it be great if you can actually cook?
No.
Okay, I thought this was the cool story.
Well, I mean, all the.
I thought this was an amazing story.
No, it's not that.
Why isn't it amazing? They're making cookies in space.
I just think it's unnecessary. I think they should be focusing on other things.
Plus, what about their...
Don't you want to cook things? And it takes 3 years to get to Mars. Don't you think you want to cook something on the way there? You're just going to eat granola bars?
They're up there to do a job. They should be doing their job, not baking cookies.
They're doing a job.
No carbs for astronauts.
Yeah. But, and it's a weight thing. The reason they can't bring all these normal foods up there with this is because of a weight thing. They have to eat the freeze-dried.
They can grow things food. In space. If I grow potatoes in space and I want to cook French fries, I can now do that. Thanks to this zero-G space oven.
French fries are useless.
They're not useless.
Yeah, French fries are gross.
If we're going to be living in space in the future for an extended period of time.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah, that's not happening.
What do you mean that's not happening? Of course it's happening.
Yeah, when?
It's already happening now.
What is it?
It's only a matter of time till the general public starts.
They said that 100 years ago, too.
What?
It's only a matter of time.
It won't even be 100 years. It'll be way more than 100 years.
It's not going to be over 100 years.
Yes, it will.
They're starting commercial flights to space.
Yeah.
You can just go up there and fly around and come back.
Nobody's going to live there for a long time.
Dude, we're going to live there. They're going to launch. We're going to get to Mars.
One person's going
to
die on one of these flights, and those are going to be canceled, too.
Yeah.
People died on the way to the moon. They still got there.
Yeah, those are astronauts.
Yeah, I know.
They sent that one lady up, the teacher that one time that blew up. Whole program was down for like 10 years.
Yeah. What's back now, man?
Yeah, exactly. Until one more lady... Some dumb teacher or somebody goes up there and flames out and then they cancel.
Some dumb teacher goes up there?
Somebody goes up there.
What are you talking about?
Anybody who's not an astronaut goes up there and something's going to accident's going to happen. A soccer mom's going to buy her husband a trip, you know, instead of golf 1 year. Oh, now you get to go see Saturn or whatever. And he's going to die. And they're going to cancel everything.
That'd actually be an interesting way to put a hit on someone.
Yeah, it would.
Would you stop? We're going to have commercial flights here. They say by 2050, we'll be on Mars.
No.
Yeah, I can see that.
You keep saying we. Yeah. Who's we?
The general public.
Six people that agreed they're going to die and never come back.
Dude, tons of people have signed up to go to Mars and never come back.
Yeah, I know. But just getting there.
I think that would be you. You would go to Mars and never come back.
Nah, Mars is too close. But even if you got to Mars, it's going to be like another 1,000 years before that becomes normal where everybody's going there.
Right. I don't know, dude. I think, look, they already did. They just proved that you could pour cement on Mars. So now we can create. Cool. Now we can build things.
So they have gravity on Mars.
No, it's not just gravity. It's atmosphere. It's cooling temps. It's the whole thing.
You know, we should use space as a form of prison. We should just put all the pedophiles up to Mars and make this Earth a better place.
Too expensive.
You think so?
Yeah. It costs your weight in gold to send anything into space.
I'd pay for that. With what little money I have.
Yeah, I was going to say, why not? You're paying for animals and all kinds of other stupid things.
Yeah.
Animals aren't stupid.
No, they're not dumb, but still.
It's expensive. Your animals are pricey.
I know.
This is like the, it's like a sultan. Your pet has been very expensive.
Hello, everybody. Shut up, Joseph.
Shut up, Joe.
Hey, your satellite photo.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one problem with that public thing. My front yard is public, but my backyard's not.
True.
So
is that true, though?
In your backyard and, you know, our nudist camp or
but
something.
Is that true? Because the HOA is able to somehow get up in your business in your backyard.
Yeah, but you're probably signing a contract giving them permission to do that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They go in your backyard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they look in it or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Not in my bag. Yeah. Not in my HOA.
I just think that might be some issues. I'm sure you could use it for something, but someone wants to look in someone's backyard, they say, hey, I want to... I'll say this.
The government does have regulations based on the power of the type of cameras that.
But that can't be a rule because we have it now. I can look in your backyard right now.
Yeah, but not to the point where you can read license plates or look at people sunbathing.
You can see people sunbathing.
Well, even Google Maps, they fuzz out license plates.
I know they fuzz out, but that's on the Google Street. You're right. But yeah. I'm talking about Google Earth, if you want to look at that.
And license plates have been determined to be public. Because they have these little things on the highway that can read them all day long.
Correct, but I'm talking about the cameras from space. The government has spy satellites that can read the numbers on a license plate from space.
Sure,
but private industry is regulated to the point where they can't.
Right,
that's what they said. I just read
an
article.
You get pretty close, dude.
No, they said they read an article. They regulate.
I'm saying, okay, can you see a wallet on the ground? Probably not, but you can see a person, like for sure.
I think yes, but. The industry will either have to blow it out due to privacy, blur it out of privacy rights, but from space, Google Street View, they blur out faces all the time.
I'm going to see if I can see Sparks at his house.
You're not going to be able to see my house. And that's the other thing, dude. Google is like years behind.
It is.
It's too late.
I don't know.
Oh, the Europeans just launched a GPS system a few years ago that crushes our GPS system over here. I think it's called Magellan or something like that, and it'll actually tell you your GPS location within, like, millimeters. They just launched it, like, I think 3 or 4 years ago to the public, and you pay for the premium service, and you're, like, right there, right on it.
Why would I want that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what you would use it for. Maybe for zoning or something. I don't know what you would use it for, but...
I don't know.
There's sparks.
Thank you. Pretty much. Don't look at my house.
Bye-bye.
Am I in the backyard? Am I naked?
No.
I've ran out there in my underwear before.
Unfortunately.
Do you want to see me in my underwear?
I mean, yeah.
BS in the Morning.
It's part of my hometown.
BS in the Morning.
So that's why I tune into him.
On Top 92.3. You can't say f*** you on the radio, but you can text it. Text us BS and your message to 69187. It's BS in the Morning.
It's Monday. It's 8 o'clock. We like checking out the drunk line. Hopefully you called it, dude, because you can win something. As we're going to be asking the fifth man to call up here and vote for your favorite drunken message of the week. Let's do it.
BS drunk line.
You think there's people in Israel wonder if it's real?
To play the next...
Okay, I didn't even get it.
Yeah. Wish this wasn't real.
It's awful. Oh, that's the name of the call? Perfect.
Message. Press 1.
Halloween! Did somebody say Halloween? I can't stand this. I'm losing my mind. Finally, the day has come. Dress up. Get up, get candy, get f***ed off. Happy Halloween, mother f***. Trick or treat.
To play the next...
I'm frightened slightly.
This guy was really into it.
Yeah.
I'm frightened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next message. Press 1.
Hey, baby. My tail. Oh, lost my phone. Fremont. God damn it. Halloween.
To play the next message.
Okay. Gilbert. We got to call it, yeah, baby. Okay, good.
Press 1.
Ha-ha! This is Office Donna, and I met up with freaking Jason, the welder dude, and we won tickets at the Pumpkin Snatch, and we're on our way to the freaking... Woo! Thank you, cop. We love you. And I turn this shit off.
Far sucks.
To play the next...
Okay, you know... Just met?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, good. Do you remember them both?
Yeah.
Were they hitting it off at the Pumpkin Snatch?
No, I mean, not that I noticed. They were all hanging out in a huge group, so I didn't notice anything until those two just left together.
Okay.
Press 1.
So I'm chilling here, right, with the homies, and an acid guy, the lightweight, he doesn't know how to handle anything.
He's a weak ass.
Weak as
y'all. I'm all your
and
that's mine, bitch.
And then over here, Henrietta, she kept dropping the beer in the shed, man. They kept dropping the beer. And then he threw up right there too. There's a throw up thing. Yeah.
To play the next.
All right.
That doesn't even sound fun.
How about sad vatos?
Yeah.
Because that's what it's become now.
Message. Press 1.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Or should I say Miss Donna? First she's trying to finger them pumpkins at the Pumpkin Snatch. I think she thought it was a and then she tells me she wants to suck on some toes. Holy moly. What the hell's gotten into her? Or what hasn't? Tally-ho, bitches.
To play the next...
All right. Moonshine Punchline?
Or Donna Pumpkin Snatch?
Donna what?
Pumpkin Snatch.
Pumpkin Snatch?
I don't know.
Greg, any ideas?
Moonshine?
Just, all right. You got to say it really sad and subtle like Greg did.
Next message. Press 1.
Hey, Sparks. I heard you have a wet butt crack. And I do too. And let me tell you what I do. I just... Instead of using a towel, put a fan at the end of my bed, turn that fan on. I lay down my back on the bed, beneath the chest, and you just dry that old beehole out, and you got a dry beehole.
To play the next...
Okay. Sparks fan.
Knees to chest.
Sparks' biggest fan. How about that?
Right.
Yeah. By the way, who has time for that? I don't have time.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It took a lot of time.
I don't have time for any of this stuff.
No, you just leave it wet.
Yes, I do.
Message. Press 1.
So, I'm playing pool with a couple of guys, and they put the money on the table, and, you know, we're drinking, blah, blah, blah. And we get into this conversation of music, and how, they don't make music like they used to. They don't make music like they used to. And I was like, that's true, but, like, there's some good bands out there. He's like, no, man, they don't make music like they used to. And he's like, oh, my favorite band's Led Zeppelin. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm like, have you heard of Greta Van Fleet? They're, you know, they sound like them. They're awesome. They play music like they used to. They're like, oh, no, man. F that, bro. You know, those are guys are stuff. I'm like, you literally just complained about music like they used to, and these bands are playing music like they, that's the epitome, that's the definition of like they used to.
BS Drunk Line.
Used to.
I was going to call it Greta Van Zeppelin, but I shouldn't put those in the same sentence. Used to. Got it. Okay, there you have it. Here are your options, 876-3692, to call in and vote for your favorite drunken message of the week. We have Wish This Wasn't Real, I'm Frightened, Yeah Baby, Just Met, Sad Vatos, Moonshine? That's how you have to say it, just like that. Sparks' biggest fan and Used To. What do you think is the greatest drunken message of the week? 876-3692, first one to four votes. Look, we're running late, so please stick to the votes. Don't mess around here. Just get it done. BS in the morning, go ahead, what's your vote? Hey, you're on. What's up? BS in the morning. Hello. Okay. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Sad Vatos.
Oh, okay. Got those Sad Vatos on the board. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Used to
on the board. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Just met.
Oh, my God. What a diverse voting. BS in the morning. Hello. What's your vote?
Sad Vatos.
Sad Vatos with two. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Moonshine.
Okay, thank you. BS in the morning, go ahead, what's your vote?
Used to
with two. BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Moonshine.
BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Sad Vatos
on the precipice. BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Sparks' big dry beehole.
First vote, all right. BS in the morning, what's your vote?
Sparks, your pumpkin suck. Justice for Greg.
Yeah. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
You suck.
Okay. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Yeah, baby.
Okay. Yeah, baby on the board. BS in the morning. What's your vote?
Moonshine.
Moonshine on the precipice. BS in the morning. Go ahead. What's your vote?
Sad Vatos
takes the win. Congratulations. That's your greatest chunk of message of the week.
Is aboard and the expert.
Our cleaning guy would your cleaning guy up in a sword fight. It's BS in the morning.
I'm going to tell you the name of a movie. You tell me if you've heard of it before. The name of the movie is Arctic Dogs. Have you heard of it? No? Greg, Arctic Dogs?
I don't think so.
Arctic Dogs. It's in theaters right now. And I know what you're probably thinking. Ah, okay. It must be a small movie, limited release. No. 2,800 plus theaters this thing opened in. This is a major, major movie release. No one's heard of it. No one has even witnessed a commercial, heard anything, seen anything. I personally have never even heard of it before. It is now officially the world's worst opening for a movie of all time.
No way, really?
Yes.
Just because it wasn't publicized?
Of course, yeah. You could make a movie if you don't tell anybody about it. Worst box office opening, $3.1 million.
That's a lot of money.
No. Not when you spent, apparently they spent like.
So see, the budget was $50
million. Wow.
Alec Baldwin's in it. Jeremy Renner's in it. Like they have actual people voicing the Arctic dogs or whatever, the squirrels and dogs and everything else, I guess. But yeah, they're saying it's, first of all, critically horrendous. People are saying it's an awful film. It looks bad. Secondly, nobody even knew it opened. Worst box office bomb ever. I did look it up here in Vegas. It is showing in like 12 theaters.
So you're going to go with your kids?
No, I'm not going to go. I don't even know what it's about. I don't even know what's happening.
Well, it's a cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's good cartoons and bad cartoons. I'm not going to go watch it. Terrible. What a horrible, horrible thing. And then they're all
17% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Dude, yeah.
It's actually got 56 from the audience score, though.
That's still awful.
Still bad. But.
Still awful. Yeah, Arctic Dogs. Worst opening of a film of all time. I guess the guy, too, that was quoted in this thing goes that our marketing team has put together a brilliant... the marketing team has outlined a masterful marketing and distribution plan that will allow this film to perform very well, is end quote, is what he said as they released the movie. It's bad.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. It really sucks. You guys like bad movies?
No.
Mm-mm.
I like some movies that have gotten awful reviews and people hated them.
Very few.
Really? Mm-hmm. You agree with the critics usually?
Not beforehand, but if I go back and look, usually pretty.
Do you agree with the critics or the audience more?
Like, when do you look at movies? Critics, for sure. Audiences are idiots.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I saw this movie and I really liked it. It's called Bunraku. It's a bad name. That's probably why it did really bad. Let me look it up here. I watched it and I was like, this movie's awesome. How come I've never heard of it? No one ever told me to watch it or anything like that. Hold on. It's being in the future. And it's 17% on Rotten Tomatoes. And let me see what audience score is. Audience score said 49%. I really liked it.
Yeah.
It's got Woody Harrelson in it and Josh Hartnett and everything. Terrible name. Is he like bad films?
I don't even know how to answer that question. I don't like films that normal people like. So
That's my point.
They're probably considered bad.
What's your favorite film? What's your favorite movie?
Well, we already went over this. My favorite is Lords of Dogtown. But Lords? I love Grandma's Boy.
Okay, well, people
Zombieland
love
was good.
People love Zombieland.
What was the... shoot. I don't know. It was the two guys from the UK that go around and they're... Fighting Zombies. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
That one's hilarious.
Simon Pegg?
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the movie.
Yeah, the guy with the red hair and then the chubby guy with the black hair.
That's funny. Those are good movies, though.
Like, yeah, I like those, but I'm sure, you know, people that like real movies think those are dumb and bad.
No.
Shaun of the Dead?
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead. Those are all pretty critically acclaimed movies, though.
Yeah, Lords of Dogtown got 55% by critics, 81% by people who watched it.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
And then... Bunraku got 17%.
Speaking of...
It was a good movie, I'm telling you.
The worst movie ever, by the way, that people always tell you to watch. Yeah. They're like, it's not mainstream, but it's like so good. It's Boondock Saints.
Yeah?
Boondock Saints.
I like Boondock Saints.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Boondock Saints.
Good. Have you watched it in the last 20 years?
No. That's true. I don't know if it's aged
that
well.
Movie does not hold up, man.
I watched it when I was in Boston and my buddy was showing me around. So then we watched the movie later and he was like, yeah, see, we were there. Yeah. So it was cool to do
I watched
that.
It.
I thought it was a good movie.
When I was in high school.
Man.
Yeah. Like when it came out.
Ball.
Really?
Dude.
Really?
So dumb.
Really?
To like try
I remember
to,
loving I Boondock saying, Saints.
I get it. Like if Izzy liked it for that reason, whatever. But there's a lot of these like, there's a whole... cult following of dudes that
love
this movie.
Oh, dude, I loved it. Dude, so I think I own it.
I'm like, bro, really?
Have you seen it?
Like,
I haven't watched it. I honestly haven't watched it since probably 2008.
A lot of like John Woo slow motion in there I forgot about.
Yeah, dude.
It's so bad.
It was cool back then, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But
it's
like,
slow-mo and techno music
in the
background.
There's a lot of movies out there. And again, I'm talking about just this niche group, you know, of cult movies or whatever that people liked.
What's a movie you like that everybody hated? 876-3692. I'm curious. What's a movie you like that everybody else hated?
I mean, they're really, you know.
Because I like Boondock Saints.
Nah.
I mean, I don't know if it holds up, and I will be full admit.
Pineapple Express didn't get really good reviews. That's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Funniest movies you've ever seen.
It's one of the top 10 funniest movies I've ever seen.
Jesus.
Easy. Well, I mean, most of his movies are the best written movies anyway, but still, it's amazing.
Dude, one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. I remember being on the floor crying, but again, I haven't seen it since I was a kid, so I don't know how it holds up. What's that one where they CGI'd the dude who looks like Kevin Nealon into old Chinese films?
Oh, yeah.
You know
horrible
what I mean?
Movie.
Yeah, what was it? Had a cow with nunchucks.
I don't remember, but it's terrible.
Come on, dude. That was so funny.
Yeah,
I really liked Superstar. I don't think a lot of people liked that one.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, that
Will Ferrell, Mary Catherine Gallagher, Tom Green was in it.
They're funny.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I think
I think usually the critics are right, and I think I agree with you. The audiences are usually
it's
wrong.
It's one of those things, though, where people are like, oh, you go by the critics? But if you broke it down and looked at every movie, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I kind of agree.
Well, I think the audience liked Justice League. That was an awful movie.
Yeah, Suicide Squad.
I don't think the audience
really
liked that
too.
Movie, though.
Suicide Squad sucked.
I don't think the audience liked either one of those.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I remember, okay.
Justice League was trash.
Yeah, Justice League was really bad. You know what movie sucked was that new Spider-Man.
It was okay. Oh, yeah.
Ah, dude.
The virtual reality one?
What? Yeah. I know. It was bad.
I know I'm kind of ruining it, but whatever. It's stupid.
Well, if you ever read the comic book, you know what Mysterio was all about.
Oh, see, I don't even.
That's what he was all about.
Yeah, great. Stupid. What's the funniest movie you've ever seen?
The funniest movie I've ever
seen? Funniest movie you've ever seen. And I always forget some, and then later I think about it like, oh, man, that's a funny movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Step Brothers, to me, is absolutely hilarious. Now, there's a lot of movies that are played out now, but, like, you're not seeing it the first time.
Right.
But, like, Step Brothers, first time I saw it, was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Something About Mary, first time I saw it, was one of the funniest things
I've
ever seen.
That was hilarious. I remember watching Tommy Boy for the first time.
Oh, I love that movie.
Tommy Boy was great.
I laughed so hard, dude.
Yeah, it was a good one.
And there's movies that are overrated that people think are great. Hard. Like, Caddyshack, to me, it's good. But people are like, it's the best comedy
of
all
time.
Yeah,
it doesn't age well.
It's not. No, it's not.
What's a bad movie that you like nobody else did? 876-3692. Cremator Sam, you got one?
Yeah, it's called Peanut Butter Falcon.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, yeah. What is this one about? I've heard of this.
Would you burn it in an oven?
No. It's about Shia LaBeouf and...
I love him.
And, I know, he was a good actor.
Dude, it's got 95% on Rotten Tomatoes, though, so people
like
that.
Yeah, people liked it.
Yeah.
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, I already see what this is about by the picture.
I'll look it up. All right, thank you, Cremator Sam.
Now I know what Sam likes.
Got it. This is, what is this, Kai?
Wait, is it Dead Things?
Kai, what you got, man?
All right, I got the movie Ninja Assassin that came out a few years back.
Ninja Assassin. I remember that one.
Is that good?
No.
You know, it came out with, like, real horrible, like, ratings and stuff. Like, the storyline kind of sucked, but the graphics are pretty cool for what it was.
I love when you make concessions.
There's
like,
a part two.
But the graphics.
There's actually a part two.
I love the video game. All right, thank you.
25% on
Yeah, I know. 25% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's all right. Mine's 17%. Line four never hangs up. That's so funny. Let's go. Oh! Chris, this is my movie, dude. This is what I'm talking about. Chris.
Yo.
This is the movie I'm talking about. Go ahead. What is it?
Oh, yeah. The nunchucks with the little squirrel things, though, whatever they
are. Dude, yeah. Squirrels on nunchucks.
Dude,
squirrels on nunchucks.
If you sat down and watched that movie today, though, you'd be like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Chris, when was the last time you watched Kung Pao?
Shoot, it's been years.
I know, dude. Me too.
He's like dodging the milk like Neo in the Matrix or whatever.
It was so stupid. The beginning of the movie, thank you, Chris. The beginning of the movie, there's this like, it starts with, there was an orphan child, you know, and it's this legend of this orphan child that grew up. Anyway, they take this kid, falls out of a basket.
He
and
does
rolls.
Look like Kevin Nealon.
He does. He rolls down this mountain, like a cliff, and he's rolling, and it rolls to the street, and this old lady walks up, picks up the baby, and you think that's the lady who raised him. No, she just takes the kid and throws him down the other side of the street.
Oh, my God.
Down the cliff. From the first 10 seconds of the movie, I'm rolling, dude.
Yeah, it's all right.
All right. I'll have to watch it.
Yeah, you're not going to think it's as funny as you thought it was.
I'll watch it, and I'll get back to you. 876-3692. What movie do you
hate?
The
Naked Gun movies.
So funny, dude. So funny. And you know what? Those are so bad that they age well.
Nice beaver. Thanks. I just had it stuffed.
No BS.
876-3692. We're going to go with color number... Let's go 16. You are in for the new Cirque show. Run or R-U-N or are you in? As maybe it's called. I don't know. It's a brand new show. They're doing it over there at the Luxor. So if you want to go for no dollars, good luck. Call right now. You got to know the no BS question. We have talked to... Oh, man. Jack. He's coming. He's going to be coming in Wednesday. He's going to be sitting on Greg's lap. Totally naked. Did you forget about that?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. We're calling it Lap Jacks.
Gross.
Because he's going to get naked and then sit on Greg's lap. We're going to find out some more details. We'll go over it tomorrow. But it should be a fun week. We got a naked guy sitting on Greg's lap.
Yeah.
We got I Heard That's Scraps Thursday.
Yeah.
I Heard That's Top 10 Friday.
Yeah.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm glad you are.
Has Greg lost?
It never happens.
Never happens. I feel like Greg wins still a lot. Didn't.
He does.
You're a fan favorite, Greg. That's what happens.
You are.
I don't want to.
My name is not Squeak, all right? It's Kenny.
All right, all right, all right, you little bitch.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey.
How are you, sir?
All right, yourself?
Doing good. Here's your no BS question.
This BS show member is super excited for space ovens. Is it myself, Sparks, Izzy, or none of the above?
I'm going to take a guess and say Greg.
Kenny, incorrect. I'm sorry. That is the wrong choice.
Damn. Close, Kenny. I do love space.
Oh. Yeah, you do love space.
In fact, this week, well, not this week, soon I go to InterVisions and I have finished my space.
Tattoo.
Why so serious?
Joker.
Hello, Spoxy.
You need the question again there, Brad?
Nah, I think I got this one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be Spoxy.
Good job, Joker.
What?
Congratulations, yes. Put you on hold. Yes. I am excited about space ovens. I think it's good. I think it's the future. Cooking food in space.
Sure.
It makes us human. We cook the food, man.
Eat the dried stuff. We made you.
Oh, come on.
Went through all the trouble of inventing dry food.
Yeah, no, you can still eat the dry food, but if you're growing food, you want to cook it.
Nah, man.
Raw potatoes suck.
You get your cooked steak potatoes in a bag, you spit on it, and bam, turns into a steak.
All right. Good to know. That's it for the show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Follow the show on Instagram at BS in the Morning.
I have not missed one show. I love you guys.
And listen to the full show podcast on iTunes and comp.com/BS podcast.
BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. BS in the Morning. Da-na-na-na-na-na. It's over now.
Wait a minute. This isn't Mission 3.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?